You've often told me that it was a struggle to keep clean. There was no running water, and you had to pay the water carrier to bring buckets of water. So doing laundry was a major chore. I know that you did small laundry on a weekly basis, but when it came to those heavy linen sheets, how often were they done?
But every month, maybe every 6 weeks.
And in the painting of Jadwiga, we can see her doing the heavy laundry.
Yes.
Do I see a washing board?
Yes, it was also a new thing that my father brought to town. I also wanted to mention to see my mother at the stove with a big bucket where the laundry was boiled to kill any lice or any nits.
And your father brought not only a washboard when he would travel around from town to town, but also...
A wringer. It's called in Polish a wizomaczka. You two rolls with a crank, and rather than wring by hand the laundry, you put it through there. But all the neighbors start borrowing it, and no time at all, the rolls got worn out, went back to the old wringing type of... the laundry.
Now, of course, why bring water to the laundry when you can take laundry to the water? And so how was the, what did they do to rinse the laundry?
Well, the reason that it was actually really very difficult to rinse the laundry at home. You had to have a place to put it, you had to change the water. The laundry was taken to the river. You had a nice flat stone and a wooden paddle. You took the laundry, you rinsed it in the running water, and then you put it on the stone, and you beat it with a wooden paddle. When it was done, you wrung it all out by hand, put it back in a sheet, and you took it home.
So the laundry was bundled up in a great big huge sheet and brought home, and there it was starched, and they used bluing, and they hung it up to dry. And the place they hung it up was under the roof in
yes,
the attic.
Yes.